We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We appreciate you guys subscribing. Next, you'll find a little teaser from Lightyears Premium. If you want to subscribe to Lightyears Premium, go check out our accounts. 99 cents the first month, $5 after that. You get access to the Lightyears discourse, email chains, and of course, the premium podcasts. Of course, if you don't want to subscribe to that, that's cool too. Check out our regular feed that we're posting on a regular basis. And make sure to subscribe and write 5 stars. With no further ado. Lightyears Premium. Uh-oh. Getting spicy, Andy. No. I want to start actually with a little housekeeping before we get into this. We did get our locker room issues resolved, and we're hopeful starting tomorrow night, Friday night, Warriors Nuggets, or whenever we do a locker room again. No more lost files. They figured out what's going on the back end. Should be better quality when it hits the pod feed too. So hopefully that works out. But let's start on last night's Wizards game. Obviously, everyone saw that we lost the file from locker room. One thing I didn't get to talk about for those who did get to join the live show was Bradley Beal. He's kind of the most popular name for a star who's going to get traded in the offseason. Did the way he played versus the Warriors the last two games make you more or less likely to want him?
Yeah, I think for what you have to give up to get Bradley Beal, I'd do that in a second, right? Because I don't think that James Wiseman salary cap, I don't know, Andrew Wiggins and the Minnesota pick is doing that much for me. Like, if you're saying Bradley Beal for that is too much, then I disagree at this point. And I would say I'd probably move those guys for Bradley Beal. But watching him the last two games, and it's not like I watch 50 Wizards games like Andrew Sharp. I don't know. He's fine. He's not, I don't think he's special. Like, I think he's a good basketball player. He gets his own shot, good shooter, gets to the hole. Nobody on the Warriors can do that. Nobody on the Warriors can be able to do that next season, right? Besides Steph and maybe Jordan Poole. So yeah, I mean, I do it. I don't know if you get him and that means like, hey, they're a contending team. Probably. I don't know if they're going to win the championship with that, but I do it. I guess I'm lukewarm, Sam. I'm not, oh my God, they get Bradley Beal. They're winning a title. Like, I don't think that's the case at all, but he's good. He looks fine.
He did have two subpar shooting games against the Warriors. Last night, he was 8-for-21. Although he had 11 free throws, it would be nice to have a guy who, when they have an 8-for-21 night, right, still gets you 29 points because they go 11-for-11 from the line. My real concern with Beal, by the way, is only on the defensive end. Offensively, he's about as good a fit next to Steph as you can possibly find, right? Like, cause he can play on ball. He can play off ball. He can shoot from all three levels. He can cut. There's not anything he really can't do offensively that doesn't work for the Warriors, right? The real question is, can you design a defense with him? He's taller than Steph, but he's maybe 6'4", more like 6'3.5", something like that. Like, you do have an undersized backcourt.
Yeah, and you already have Jordan Poole. Like, so it's just all undersized guys. And again, you're not closing with Jordan Poole, at least not for the next 2 years, maybe two years.
Or just like specific matchups where you can get away with it, right?
Yeah, so I feel like you can, like if Zach LaVine was on the market for any reason, right? A lot of these guys, who knows if they're actually going to be on the market. But I don't think you have to give up as much to get Zach LaVine. But I don't know. Does as much mean you don't throw Poole in the trade, or does as much mean you don't throw Wiseman in the trade, right? Like, what does that actually mean? So I think it's fine, Sam. I guess I'm just not – I would prefer a wing. I would prefer someone that could play defense, but I do that trade in half a second. You're right. I think Jason Maples threw out Brandon Ingram. Actually, we've thrown out Brandon Ingram on this podcast many times in the past year. I would like that one, because Brandon Ingram's not as good of a shooter, not as good of a scorer, but damn, he's a perfect fit. And he's a perfect fit in the closing five.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would prefer Ingram too, but Ingram will never be as good offensively as Beal. Like, I think we're sleeping on how good Beal is offensively. You don't lead the league in scoring efficiently if you can't get it done. Technically Steph's leading, but anyway, what I was going to say is, like, he is one of the top five bucket getters in the league, in my opinion. And for me, the real question is, okay, you get Bradley Beal there. Bradley Beal to me has shown he can play passable defense. Like, his defense is, I would consider it Steph caliber when he's engaged. There's physical, he just can't make himself bigger, but he is pretty strong and he does have good hands. He knows how to do some things. Can you design a title caliber defense with those two guards? You have Draymond. You know Draymond's going to bring the IQ and quarterback the defense. The real question is it possible to get two other guys around those two and have a title caliber defense? Because, okay, one of them's Clay. Clay is a wing. Clay can D up wings. I have no problem with Clay guarding small forwards, by the way. I think he's probably better at that than he is guarding small guards at this point. But can you find that fifth defender? And is that good enough against, like, the Lakers, who we know have all the size in the world? Is that good enough against, like, a Brooklyn who, you know, you have to deal with KD and stuff like that?
Yeah, and I think next to Steph and the Steph Draymond pick and roll, which I think remains the bread and butter of this offense, I don't – like, I guess you would want some – like, is Brandon Ingram really doing that much more offensively than, let's say, an Andrew, better shooter, better creative, all of that.
I was talking about Bradley Beal.
I know, but, like, I'm thinking, because he's good, and he's good. I just don't, with Bradley Beal, I just don't think you're winning a championship with him. I don't think he can close and win a championship with the team. Again, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
You don't think
he
can create a defense that's good enough short of getting, like, Embiid or Giannis, too?
Yeah, or exactly. Because you're closing now with, I mean, Looney, basically. Looney, Draymond, and Steph, Clay. And Beal, which is pretty damn good. But again,
it's above average defensively.
Looney might be dead by the time the next playoffs roll around next season. Like, I'm not counting on him to look like he does right now, right? A year from now, even if he's 21 years old, in a 39-year-old body. But I do it. Again, I'm just saying, like, I do it. It's just, when you ask me, are they good enough to beat a championship-level team? I don't know. That's when I'd rather have Brandon Ingram. I'd rather have the guy that just plays more defense, and you're still relying on Ingram, who's good enough offensively, actually pretty damn good. And then Steph, and then Clay, I guess, just as a shooter at that point, right? Nothing else. So I'd rely on that. You get another guy to throw on AD. You get another guy to throw on Kawhi. You get another guy to throw on Jamal Murray, right? You get another guy to throw. Actually, he wouldn't guard Jamal Murray, but all those wings in the Western Conference. So I think that's where I would be.
Let me tell you this. I'm going to list some wings who are available. I don't know if any of these guys would be available for the mid-level taxpayer, but let's say Otto Porter, Andre Iguodala, Trevor Ariza, PJ Tucker, Jamichael Green. Let's say you could get one of those guys. What do you think of a closing lineup of Steph, Beal, Clay, one of those guys, and Draymond? Is that just too small? I know that
we're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Just, I know that murders 25 to 26 teams. Like, they just don't have a chance. But we're not worried about them beating, you know, the Utah Jazz or the Portland Trailblazers. You want to know that you have a team that can go up against LA and Brooklyn.
Like, Jermichael Green. Like, Andre Iguodala is the easy one to pick out of there, right? Or PJ Tucker is also the easy one to throw out there.
You get the type I'm saying, though. Those are all high IQ, good defenders. It's just like, is that too small in that collective?
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with the bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to Roman.com/lightyears now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to getroman.com/lightyears. And complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to getroman.com/lightyears and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Getroman.com/lightyears. Get started now to save $15 off your first month of treatment.
I think I'd rather, you know what? I think you have me kind of convinced, because who's the average kind of guard that you would put if you have Brandon Ingram, right? And then you throw those names at me. Probably not as good as what you can get.
I'm talking about,
I'm talking about versus getting someone like Andre Iguodala, who's average on that side. And so if you have Brandon Ingram and you have an average guard, right? Or you have Bradley Beal, and then you have these average guys. I think Andre Iguodala is pretty average at this point. What would you rather have? I think I'd go with Bradley Beal, just because you might be unstoppable on offense. So I think you have me convinced there. I also like the idea of just bringing Andre Iguodala back and seeing if he'll stay alive long enough for this team to play in the playoffs. I think I'd do it. I think I'd go Bradley Beal. I think you have me convinced, is what I'm trying to say.
And I think the big thing we need to get at here is I just am not convinced that Wolves pick in Wiseman will ever be better than Bradley Beal. That's my thing. Even if Beal isn't the perfect fit, it's like, just do it. Go all in. He's only 27. I guess he's turned 28. You know, you can always flip him later for picks if you want to go that route, right? So I don't see why not. But anyway, I just wanted your thoughts on Beal, because he's the most likely star to come available, but also he's just not the perfect fit. And it's like, I feel like the Warriors have been spoiled where they just were able to get KD, who's the perfect fit. They've never had to make these like fit versus talent trade-off questions that like most people have to be like, all right, well, he's not the perfect fit, but like he really raises our talent.
Yeah, the fit stuff is such bullshit. I think they got to throw that away this offseason.
You're making the enemy of great, right?
I can see that one coming. The bullshit that I don't buy right now is that Wiseman's going to be on this team next season. I don't buy it.
They can say they want him on the team next season after the offseason. I don't think so. I think they're exploring all avenues to trade him. I don't think they're trying to get rid of him, but you got to sell. I mean, Steph is too good right now. Steph is too good in the future. I think that they'll do everything in their power to trade him in the pick for a real player. I think they will. I don't think he's on the team. It don't make any sense.
I am mostly with you because I just don't see how you can roll into next season with Wiseman off a knee surgery, another rookie, and just kind of spare parts. You know, like Clay comes back and maybe you bring back Bazemore, but and you switch Oubre for another player basically of the same caliber. Like, what are you really doing? You know?
No, they did that this season. They failed. I don't think they're doing it again. Yeah.
Agreed. All right, let's get to questions here. We have one Twitter question and then the Discord questions. One of the from Frank Bach. One of the silver linings of not contending this year, Steph almost certainly is going to be the star of the Olympics. Who would you like to see alongside Steph in the starting five for the USA this summer? Ooh, I like this one.